Hi, you're listening to the Rewind Podcast. This is show 29 and I am Richard. And today's show is set to be a blinder with some great music from Always Read the Label, Fireproof Match and June 21. Plus an interview and track from Stars Go Dim. And as always, you can listen to all the bands in today's show and more over at www.therewindpodcast.com. And if you want to get in touch via email or send your MP3s, then send them to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. Well, we're going to kick today's show off with a really, really exciting young band from right here in Scotland called Always Read the Label. Andy, Damien, Colin and Martin come together to bring us an explosive audio experience filled with raging guitars, knockout bass lines, soaring vocals and a drummer whose beats will have you rocking out so hard you'll break your neck. Find out about the band at www.myspace.com/alwaysreadthelabel. This band are the next big thing. They're Always Read the Label and this is Influence. Now for another Scottish band called Fireproof Match. Now Fireproof Match are a female fronted rock band consisting of Kirsty McCafferty and Alistair and Ewan McDonald. And these guys certainly know how to write infectious, take no prisoners, crowd pleasing, foot stomping, head banging songs. Visit them at www.fireproofmatch.com. Turn it up to 11. This is Fireproof Match with I'm No Good at Name Calling. Today's featured artist is the multi-award winning rock band Stars Go Dim, and these guys have had phenomenal success with their well-written and musically stunning tracks. Their debut album Love Gone Mad rocketed them into the mainstream and they haven't looked back. The guys have a new single out at the moment called Like I Mean It, and they're giving the Rewind podcast listeners a free copy of the track. So to get your free copy, just go to www.starsgodim.com/free and you'll receive the download. But there's more. If you mention the Rewind podcast on their Facebook page, you'll receive something extra special from the guys. So log on now, visit Facebook, mention the show, and see what you get. Now, this is Michael from Stars Go Dim. Oh, well, welcome to the show, Michael, from the band Stars Go Dim. How are you doing, Michael? All right?
Doing great, man. It's good talking with you.
Yeah, no problem. You having a good day?
You know what? It's pretty nice here in Tulsa, Oklahoma today. Pretty warm, just hanging out with my son.
Excellent. Sounds good. Now, we're here to talk about your band you're in, Stars Go Dim. Now, for those who don't know, who's in the band and how did you form? How did you come about?
You know what? Some good friends of mine are in the band. We actually all came from rock bands, hard rock bands, and kind of wanted to do something different. We started Stars Go Dim off as a side project, you know, because it's pop music, straight up pop, kind of with a little bit of a soul in it. And just wanted to do something different on the side. So we got my good friend Joey Avalos from Phoenix, Arizona, plays guitar and writes the majority of the songs. And my friend Chris Cleveland from Tulsa, Oklahoma, plays keyboard, plays a little guitar, and sings lead vocals. So it's just three of us, and, you know, we hire drummers out.
I was going to say, for three in the band, you make quite an amazing sound.
Well, thanks, man. You know, my friends, my guys in the band are just amazing musicians. Chris has an awesome voice, and all the stuff you hear on the record, he could pull off live.
Wow. what about influences? I can hear a lot myself. Bands like The Script, things like that, you know, and there's a little bit of country in there as well. Who are your influences?
You know, our influences are really diverse, man. They're different depending on who you talk to in the band. I would say as a band, you know, we're fans of John Mayer, Gavin DeGraw, The Script, One Republic, Train, you know, all the artists like that. You know, we're just fans of good music.
Talking about John Mayer there, I read in your bio that you've played with some massive artists like John Mayer, Elton John, and the Goo Goo Dolls. That must have been amazing.
Yeah, man, it's a trip, man. Because when we started this, like I said, it was just a side project, just for fun, and it slowly turned into a band. And every time we get an opportunity like that, if it's playing with John Mayer, we got to play on his cruise liner called the Mayercraft. And just recently with the Goo Goo Dolls, and, you know, we just ask ourselves, we're like, how did we get here? What's happening? You know, it's exciting for us, you know, to be able to be associated with artists that we look up to and who just write such great music.
No, it's not such a bad thing to put on your CV as a band that you played with some of these artists.
That helps a little bit.
Now, do you have any sort of rock and roll stories you can share? You know, you've played with some sort of good rock artists. Do you have any sort of stories you can share that would be funny for the listeners?
Yeah, you know, here, let me think of one real quick. You know what, just going back to John Mayer, we played on his cruise liner. So imagine a cruise liner going to Mexico for a week with John Mayer and like 3,000 of his craziest fans. Imagine what that's like. And while we were on that cruise for the week, our singer Chris had his birthday party. So I'm not even going to go into the stories, but just imagine, it got crazy and out of hand.
Now, you guys have an album out at the moment called Love Gone Mad, which has brought you, you know, it's brought you a lot of success. You've had songs placed in movies, on MTV, and even had a couple of number one singles. Now, no doubt, because of this album, you guys are established in the music business. Now, at what stage did you think we've made it?
You know what, man? A couple weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, we were sitting after a show. You know, we played a show, and it was real late night, and we were hungry, so we went to a restaurant called Applebee's. I don't know, you probably don't have them out there, but they're all over here, all over the United States. You know, just American food, you know, just they're open late, they have a bar and everything. We were sitting there eating some dinner late night, and while we were sitting there, our song started playing in the store, in the restaurant.
It's pretty cool.
And then we paid for our food, and the waitress said, no, you're taken care of. Some lady over there paid for all your dinner. That night is when we made it.
Excellent. That's a good story.
Now, but honestly, though, that happened, but seriously, you know, I don't think anyone ever makes it. When you think you've made it, that's when you start to decline. You know, we're always trying to write better songs, trying to just, you know, build more relationships with our fans and, you know, just keep working hard. You never really make it.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. What about this is more of a personal question because I'm a musician myself. What's the songwriting process that you guys go through? Like, how does a song form and end up on an album? Like, what's the process from beginning to end?
You know, with every band, it's a little bit different. How we work is our guitar player, Joey, honestly writes the majority of the songs. He's just a really gifted songwriter. He just doesn't just write every now and then. You know, it's a, I don't want to say it's a job to him, but he works hard at it. Every day he's working on writing songs. He's studying other songs to find out why they're so great. So he'll come up with an idea, and his ideas come from just life. Maybe a book, a movie, maybe something a friend said, maybe just an idea that just popped in his head. You know, all our songs, you know, they're not necessarily about things that happened to him or to our singer. You know, we try to write songs that people can relate to, you know, that people can learn from or just feel that they have something in common with us about, you know, it's real life issues. So he'll write a song and he'll just track it with an acoustic guitar, you know, with him singing. And he's not the greatest singer. He can sing better than I can, but just so we get the idea, he'll email it to us because he lives in Arizona, you know, far 20 hours from us. And we'll say, man, we like that's a hit song. And then when he flies into Tulsa, you know, where we're based out of, we'll practice on it as a band and record it and just kind of goes from there. But he writes the majority of the ideas.
No problem. Now, off the current album, you've got Love Gone Mad. What's your favorite track off it?
Man, there's so many. One of my favorites, a song called Crazy. It's kind of
that's my favorite as well. That one definitely.
Yeah, kind of piano ballad. I felt that song the second that we wrote it. And honestly, that was when we started the band. Joey, we didn't even know what style we were going to be, and Joey wrote a bunch of guitar parts on a. Just 12 different ideas, and he sent it to us, you know, emailed us the ideas. And Crazy was one of those original ideas. He played it on a guitar at first, and we're like, man, I like that one. And he ended up writing, him and Chris co-wrote that song based off that original guitar idea. It's just a really moving song to me. I just really feel it, and it's gotten a lot of exposure. A lot of people played at their weddings, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. It's a good. I also like Get Over It. I think the title track off that album's a great track as well. I'm a big fan of that song.
That's a song we end our shows with. That's the final song we play.
Now, what's the plans for the future for you guys? What do you have in the pipeline?
Well, right now, man, we're always writing songs. You know, the second we released Love Gone Mad, we were already working on new songs. But we're just getting out of the studio right now. We're finishing up our next record. Love Gone Mad was our debut record, so this is our follow-up. It's going to be called Between Here and Now. Just about done with it. We only got two more songs that need to come back from being mixed. And we're looking to release that in either late summer or early fall. We also just filmed a music video for one of the songs on that album called Hesitate. So we'll be releasing that this summer, and excited to get some new music to everybody.
So there's going to be a lot happening for you this year.
Yeah, playing lots of shows. There's lots of shows on the books, a lot more coming in. We don't have nothing in Scotland yet, though. We got to get booked out there and come hang with you, man.
Yeah, definitely. Now, finally, do you have any advice for unsigned bands out there?
Yes, I do. You know, just enjoy it, you know, love it, work really hard, and try to learn as much as you can. You know, don't expect anybody to do anything for you. Don't expect for a manager or a record label to step in and just take care of everything. It doesn't happen that way. You know, you basically need to take the reins and build your band, build your business. And when you don't know something, seek advice and go to someone that who knows.
Yeah, that's very good advice. Well, thanks very much for coming on, Michael. I really appreciate it.
No, man, I appreciate you. And I got something special just for your listeners because, man, we love you. We love the Rewind podcast. I want to give you our newest single. It's called Like I Mean It. It's the current single from the new album. It's the first song. I want to let all your listeners have it for free. All they have to do is go to starsgodim.com/free. starsgodim.com/free. And that's just for your listeners. And they can download that new single for free.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully they'll go and do that. I'll also put that link up on the website if you want.
Do it.
Now, talking about that single, Like I Mean It, we're going to play that just now. Is there anything in particular this song's about?
Yeah, man. That song is just about living intentionally. You know, most of us, we wake up every day and we're kind of robots. You know, we just get used to the flow, you know, eat my cereal, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, and we just do the same stuff. This song is about just kind of opening your eyes and just waking up a little bit and getting the most out of each day and using every moment to love on somebody, to help somebody, and, you know, just Love Like You Mean It.
Yeah, excellent. Do you want to introduce that song for us?
Yes. Hey, what's up? This is Michael with Stars Go Dim. This is our current single, Like I Mean It. I hope you enjoy it.
How do I learn to fly when I'm down on my knees? How do I learn to love when I'm always begging you, please? I spend most of my life trying just to get by. I spend most of that time on losing you. Now I gave you reasons, disregarded feelings, convinced myself that it's all true.
For an incredible band who are set to take the world by storm with the release of their debut EP, Where Do We Go? The band in question are called June 21 and is a collaboration between former So What members Paul Blanchard and David Lamotte. The writing and musical abilities of this talented duo is phenomenal and shines through with every jaw-dropping track. I'm a huge fan of these guys and urge you to go check them out at www.june21music.com. This is June 21 with Ordinary World.
So you wait till Monday, and I'll wait till Monday, when an ordinary world and its ordinary people come together. And I conceived, the blind in which you'd end up.
Well, thanks again for enduring my voice, and I hope the music made up for it. Tune in again next time to hear some more great unsigned music. And as always, hear more music and info over at www.therewindpodcast.com or email the show and send your MP3s to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. Until next time, thanks for listening.